Hello, fellow listeners. This is Dennis Wisco, and you are tuned in to episode number 100, and this marks our entrance into the Century Club.
The road ahead, it twists and turns, and the sun beats down and it burns, but I keep on pushing through.
When Wisco Weekly first launched in November 2017, I intended to focus the inaugural season on the customer experience. And what did that mean exactly? Well, I intended to analyze the automotive retail operation by focusing specifically on digital marketing. This entailed reviewing websites and website chat features and search engine optimization, lead generation, and really speaking to retailers and getting them to look under the hood of their own operation. You would think it's hurting them, right? And I think the one thing that's always confusing then when you start to read about this dealership is that you get these very negative responses from the dealership representative responding to a negative review. But, you know, their responses are very cavalier too, in such a way that's like, oh, sorry, we couldn't help you. We were too busy selling 1,200 cars last month. Oh, sorry, we couldn't, meet your negotiated amount. There was a customer who was paying cash, full price for that vehicle. That was a clip from the episode entitled Social Contagion, where we analyzed the public perception of a retailer based on their social media reviews. It was around this time that I was calling a lot of retailers and brokering deals for clients of mine. I was interacting with green peas in the car business to general managers, and every single call and every single email, I felt like I had to always come up with a new pitch to them in order to get a deal done. And I would feel very sympathetic for my clients who had to go through this themselves without any help or guidance, because the reality is that most of them, they don't stand a chance in just getting simple questions answered without having to give up something of their own. It could be as something as easy as their email or maybe their mobile phone numbers, or more importantly, if they had to give up their time, that became an issue. Regardless, the interactions between retailers and customers was not favorable to the customer, and hence, that's why I was championing the customer experience from a digital marketing strategy point of view. Then, in January 2018, I was fortunate to bring on a co-host to the show, someone who could keep me honest and someone who also had plenty of experience of negotiating car deals.
He was tied up with some other things, so we ended up waiting for about 30 minutes before we really got into the conversation. He wanted to get a bunch of factual information and data and driver's license and all of that. And I said, I'm not giving social security numbers, no credit checks. No, we won't do that. We're just trying to get the process started for you. Eventually, he got up to walk away and I said, I need the numbers. We've been here for an hour and a half. He pulls out the Costco pricing sheet, and I had already gotten some numbers directly through a dealership without the Costco program that was closer to our house. And the numbers with the Costco auto program in this case were higher. I immediately said, this is not even close to what we're looking for.
Hey, listeners, it's producer and co-host of Wisco Weekly, Kelly Cruz. I've always wondered why Wisco, well, that's what I've always called him since college, why he asked me to be on the show. From previous episodes, you'll know that I'm an estate planning attorney, so I've been protecting the wealth and assets of my clients for the last 15 years or so. Protecting wealth and assets are perhaps the skills that are complementary and relevant to car purchases, which is why during season 2 and 3 of Wisco Weekly, we began focusing a bit more on car buyers and helping them navigate their car purchase journey. Have a listen to one of our callers.
Again, another benefit to leasing is you do have all these three options available.
Yeah, that actually sounds pretty good, to be honest with you, in terms of leasing. But when you mentioned returning it to the dealership, is it the exact dealership that you actually have the contract with, or is it any other type of dealership? Does it have to be the same location?
It does not have to be the same location. While Kelly and I were doing the Lord's work in helping car buyers so that they could get to the places they needed to go and do it in a manner most convenient to them, bubbling on the surface streets was a movement that will allegedly upend how people and goods move. And in season 4, we joined the revolution, the mobility revolution.
This mobility revolution includes new modes of transportation. For instance, micromobility is a new term that was coined in 2017. That's barely 2 years ago. But it's ironic that while the term micromobility is 2 years old, the urban world understands this concept completely. Also included in this mobility revolution is the disruption of the taxicab industry through ride hailing. Could you have imagined 10 years ago that a car owner shares his or her personal property, which costs thousands and thousands of dollars, and this owner permits strangers to get into their car, drive the strangers to a destination, add wear and tear to the car, in which the onus of all maintenance costs falls on the owner, yet in return, the car owner, a replacement of the cab driver, is able to earn a couple thousand dollars extra a month in order to pay off some loans or take a nice summer holiday. Have a listen to Brian Allen, Senior Director of Partnerships for HireCar, a publicly traded company, where you can rent a car from an automotive retailer and use that vehicle to earn money on Uber or Lyft's platform.
And further, what we're finding is that dealers now are incrementally increasing revenue for what is otherwise idle assets.
Explain that a little bit more, please.
So, for example, if you take a look at a dealership, you'll see tens, if not hundreds, or in some cases, thousands of vehicles on their lot. And let's just take the new used cars for a moment. Often those used cars will sit on a lot for 30, 60, 90 days or more. Well, if you allocate some of those vehicles to a platform, and again, I like the parallel of Airbnb, but here, this vehicle's sitting here, let me put some on a platform for ride sharing. Well, you now are earning income on those cars to offset the depreciation that's going to happen regardless whether they're driven or not. And here's something else we've discovered. That today, cars depreciate more over time than on miles. And the fear in the past that dealers have had of putting a rideshare person or their vehicle for any ride-hailing service is, oh my goodness, there's going to be too many miles in the car. The value will exceed any type of revenue I could get. Well, that turned out to be an untrue feeling. So we are able to leverage the fact that cars maintenance requirements are lower, their durability is better than ever, and cars today can go 100, 200, 300, 400,000 miles just well maintained. Odometers used to be the measure of a vehicle's value. Uh-huh. Our position is today that revenue is the new odometer. You earn money on a product or an asset that is not earning you money until you sell it.
Keep up with the small talk. First car with the brakes off, we don't need to see that far. Yeah.
Changes to our society at large are occurring much faster than ever before. Some of the changes are good, some are bad, and some are still to be determined if they are good or bad. Consider the war on cars and the policies that are banning cars from entering city centers. We discussed this on episode number 73.
If you were to look at cities in Europe, for instance, you could actually make an argument that there is a war on cars because there are cities such as Paris, such as Madrid, that they, and even parts cities in Germany too, I think Stuttgart's one of them, in which Stuttgart has Porsche and BMW. They are banning diesel cars from entering the city center.
Sounds good, what's the move then? You trying to hit the town.
And there's more. From the reclassification of ride-hailing drivers from 1099 independent contractors to W-2 employees to the collection of data by private and public sectors through our mobile devices and even cameras that track our every movement, there are so many issues we need to critically think about and have more discussions on rather than having oligarchs or the political elite dictate to us how people and goods should move. This is why WSCO Weekly is starting a new season. We will begin focusing our attention and efforts on the new business models for the mobility of people and goods.
These new business models range from car subscriptions to data brokering to social impact bonds to usage-based insurance to voice as a service to the surveillance of our movements from big tech and big government. In states like Oregon and Washington, they piloted a new tax model that charges citizens for every mile they drive. Here's Maria Frost, the Director of Transportation for the Washington Policy Center, on episode number 79.
Because this pilot is not something new. It's actually been done in our state before at a smaller level. In participation, I think it was like a USDOT pilot. So it had fewer participants in it. So to me, it wasn't so much about testing the technical feasibility of this type of collection of transportation dollars, but it was more about testing the public feasibility. Can we get this through the public? Can
exactly.
we get people on board with this? And can we, you know, and that's what they showed in the survey, that the amount of how people felt at the beginning of the pilot changed how they felt at the end. They were like, oh yeah, this might be okay. And I mean, to me, that seems to be the real objective, is to say, hey, this is really simple. This is really easy. It's not, you know, a huge breach of privacy. It's not going to be a big deal, just a simple replacement. But it's not that simple. And it's a lot more complicated. And to say that the pilot is an accurate representation of what we'd see if this was enacted as a policy, I think is inaccurate and dishonest. And that's what we've been saying at the Washington Policy Center.
The first industrial revolution created massive economic opportunities and wealth, which has benefited millions of people across generations. On the precipice of the fourth industrial revolution, economic prosperity may not be as opportunistic, especially with an aging workforce and the rise in robots.
There are so many unknowns about the future of our own mobility. As an example, consider for a moment the rise and role of being a digital nomad. A digital nomad needs only an internet connection to communicate with their client. You can access files in the cloud and perform your assigned tasks wherever you are. This work-life balance is a dramatic change from baby boomers who had to get into their cars or use mass transit to get to their jobs 5 days a week for 30 years. As a result of the baby boomer lifestyle, our infrastructure was designed to fit that need. In the gig economy, where you can spend 1 month in Bali, Indonesia, or in Carmel, Indiana, you can still perform the same work. Our entire society will change, and all the values that have underpinned it will be challenged.
Listeners, this mobility revolution is the real deal. There's lots at stake, and we promise to deliver content, information, and honest discussions from critical thinkers who represent the private and public sector. We promise to provide a balanced point of view so that individuals like you can make better decisions on their mobility.
So, on behalf of Kelly and myself, thank you, seriously, to all the loyal listeners for having shaped this new and upcoming season of WSCO Weekly. And if you're new to WSCO Weekly, don't just subscribe to the show, join us. Join us by following WSCO Weekly on social media and share this podcast with your friends and family. We will be rewarding you very soon. As we end every episode, cheers, prost, l'chaim, kipis, nastravi, salud, kampai, mabruk, tutsins, gambe, yamas, nastarovie, to the customer experience.